Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 198. According to Jesus, there is only one thing we must do. This may shock you, but it is true. As you read the New Testament, there is only one thing that we are told we must do, and that is believe. The New Testament does not teach the heresy of what is known as only believism, that is, that a mental assent and confession are all that are necessary, without obedience. Romans 10, verse 10, says that with the heart one believes to righteousness. And if you believe with the heart, there is certainly a change in the life that leads you to obey all of God's commandments. Put all those texts together and let them speak, and it becomes clear that the Bible meaning of the word believe is quite different from the usual idea held by Roman Catholic and Protestant evangelicals. To believe is not an exercise of selfishness, like buying a lottery ticket. Every such purchase is a hope to win a bonanza. But Bible faith is not centered in winning something, even if it is a heavenly fortune instead of an earthly jackpot. Bible faith is a heart appreciation of the love of the Father in giving His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. According to Jesus, this is the one thing you must do. But someone says, wait a minute, doesn't He say, if you love Me, keep My commandments? Yes, but please notice, the motive is love, not fear or hope of reward. And Jesus prefaces that remark with this, believe in Me. He is talking about receiving the atonement, the reconciliation. Paul pleads with us, be reconciled to God. Why, and how? The next verse answers, He made Him Christ who knew no sin to be sin for us. Let your heart contemplate what happened on that cross. Then, as David says, your heart will be enlarged. In such faith is everlasting life. And the message about it today is the third angel's message in Verity.